have 11, Ray, do you?
This meeting is now being recorded.
All set.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Bill Koenig, and I'm a member of the Outreach Committee of the Board of Counselors. Today is the second in a series of seven programs that Ray LaRose and Monsignor Bill Fredowski has assembled for us. Our presenter this morning is Father Joseph Johnson. Father has been a chaplain since the year 2007 and is a magistral chaplain in the Minnesota area. He was ordained to the priesthood in 1998 and is currently pastor of the Church of the Holy Family in St. Louis Park, Minnesota. Father is very active in the Minnesota area and in the association. He participates in the annual investiture and is an active chaplain on the Lord's Pilgrimage. Father is the author of the first essay in the chaplain's educational essay series entitled The Order of Malta, What Does It Mean to Be a Member of a Religious Lay Organization? This is available on the association website in the spirituality section. Good morning, Father, and welcome. Your topic today is Easter.
Good morning and happy Easter to everyone. What a beautiful season of year it is, not just because the cold begins to fade and the flowers begin to bloom, but because of the joy of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. In Catholic cultures, they would have a special greeting, like we say Happy Easter, but somehow that loses its religious meaning to most people and just becomes more generic. But in a Catholic culture, the traditional greeting is something more along the lines of, "The Lord is risen, alleluia," to which the other person responds, "Truly he is risen, alleluia." So this is the way that Christians for centuries and centuries have throughout the season of Easter announced to one another that joy that comes from Jesus Christ risen from the dead. This Easter is a special Easter in that it falls within a Jubilee year, a Jubilee dedicated to mercy. We thank Pope Francis for giving us this special year of grace. So I just wanted to reflect a little bit with you on what it means to celebrate Easter in a jubilee of mercy. I think actually Easter comes from those two words, jubilee meaning joy and mercy. If we had to sum up Easter, I think we could simply say it is the joy that comes from the victory of God's mercy. Let's think about that a little bit. What is mercy? Mercy is the particular quality of God's love that when looking upon us, his wayward children, God doesn't stop loving us. It doesn't matter how often we sin. It doesn't matter how terrible our sins are. God still loves us. And I think sometimes it's a great sadness that the sacrament of reconciliation has dropped off in practice, that people go to confess their sins less frequently, because I think we saddle ourselves with more guilt. Because whatever sins we have, whenever we come to confession, the response of God is always the same. Through the priest, God says, "I still love you." And sometimes we can argue, but Lord, did you see what I did? I did this again. I still love you. That is God's constant refrain. We see that in the parable of the prodigal son. He was rehearsing all the way home after he realized what a terrible mistake. He's rehearsing his speech. "Okay, Father, I've sinned against God, against you. I don't deserve anything." And his father, when he gets home, his father's not interested in the speech. His father embraces him with love. This is what mercy looks like. And this is what Pope Francis wants us to reflect upon in this year of mercy. How beautiful it is, this unconditional love that God has for his children. This, of course, has been a major theme of the past century. Pope John Paul II so often spoke to us about this, coming from the revelations of the divine mercy to St. Faustina. John Paul II proclaimed to the world this message of divine mercy. He wrote one of his encyclicals, "God is Rich in Mercy." And he declared for us that the second Sunday of Easter, this Sunday we just celebrated, is to be known as Divine Mercy Sunday. So mercy is at the heart of the Christian message, that we, though we were away from God, separated by original sin, separated by our personal sins, now have been reconciled by Jesus, who, offering his life on the cross, has washed away our sins and has reunited us with God. This is mercy. Now, with this gift of God's merciful love comes relief, that we, with our sins, deserved condemnation, and yet we have been spared. We who have turned away from God so often with our sins have not been rejected by him. So the relief that comes is joy. This is a joy because it's a gift that we could never have earned. We could never have made up to God for any of our sins, even our smallest sins, we could never make it up to God. And yet, he gives us the gift of his unconditional love, his mercy, and then we have joy, peace, knowing that despite our sins, we are loved. This brings a peace and a joy to our hearts that's far greater than any earthly consolation. And it's freedom from that worry. Am I good enough? Does God look upon me? And he says, oh, not so much there, you know, need some more work there. Certainly, all of us are works in progress. All of us need to continue this ongoing work of Christian formation, of deepening our intimacy with the Lord in prayer, of honing our discipleship, of working on growing the virtues in our life, all as a product of God's grace at work in us, as a response to the Holy Spirit entering into our lives. And yet, even with all of the work that still needs to be done, even with all of the room for improvement that we still have, joy, because God gives us the gift of his love, even as he sees us stumbling along. Now, this joy of the resurrection of Jesus shows us the victory of God over sin. So it's not a suspenseful question as to what's going to happen. Jesus has already beat the devil. Jesus has already conquered sin and death. This brings us joy. So the resurrection of the Lord offers to us three causes for joy in a particular spiritual way. First, in the forgiveness of our sins. Second, in adoption as God's children. Third, in the promise of eternal life. These are the fruits of baptism. If we attended the Easter Vigil and there were baptisms in our parish, you would have heard the beautiful prayers. But maybe we've been to other baptisms or maybe even renewing our own baptismal promises. We think about what baptism gives to us, a share in the risen life of Jesus. And it is that share in Jesus' life that is what gives us this joy. And it should prompt us two responses, a response of gratitude for a gift that we could never repay. And that gratitude is going to be our motivation so that we don't ever see our Christian discipleship as a burden. Oh, I guess I really should pray more. I guess I have to go to Mass because it's a holy day or it's Sunday. I guess I can't do that because it's against the commandments. I guess I have to do that because it is a commandment. This heaviness, this burdensome quality that sometimes characterizes the way we think about our Christian discipleship, it all evaporates in the light of gratitude. If I think of the beauty of what God offers us, if I think of how I have been invited by the Lord to this new life of grace, that gratitude lifts those burdens. I get to go to Mass. I get to spend time with the Lord in prayer. I get to serve him. It's all a privilege, and it's just the smallest token of repayment, just the beginnings of how I can express to the Lord my wonder and gratitude at how he has loved me. So that gratitude then moves us to the second thing, which is generosity. And that's the other part of this year of mercy that Pope Francis wants to make sure that we don't lose out on. That the way God has loved us with mercy, that surely is plenty for us to spend an entire year meditating upon. But there's more. Because it's very clear in the scriptures where Jesus says, now love one another as the kicker, as I have loved you. So there is our commission. As we rejoice in gratitude for how God has loved us, we need to form in our hearts that same generosity to love others as God has loved us. And so Pope Francis constantly is highlighting for us the corporal and spiritual works of mercy. And it is the beautiful privilege of the Order of Malta to be dedicated to the works of mercy. This Jubilee Year of Mercy, in a way, it's specially made for us. It highlights our charism, the way we are supposed to go out and bring God's merciful love to those around us, especially the sick and the poor. The defense of the faith means proclaiming to the world the good news that Jesus is risen, that he has conquered sin, that God's merciful love is always there for us. This Jubilee highlights our mission, and it should encourage us with the importance of it. Blessed Teresa of Calcutta, affectionately known as Mother Teresa, is going to be canonized later this year. And as a way, it shows the world the beauty of what Christian love looks like in action. Blessed Pope Paul VI spoke often about the need of new evangelization, and St. John Paul II also spoke about this, and they both highlighted that today the world doesn't listen so much to teachers, but it does still look to witnesses. And so before we can speak to people about the gospel, before we can share with them the beautiful teachings of the Catechism of the Church or the papal encyclicals, they look first to see what our actions are. And if they see the works of love, they see the corporal and spiritual works of mercy, then they're maybe going to pay attention. What is this all about? It's beautiful. Look at this nun from India who's out caring for the most destitute. What's that all about? What caused her to do that? And why does my heart feel warm and fuzzy when I see someone else doing that? And maybe it's an invitation that I too am meant to be an instrument of God's love, of God's mercy in the world today. So my dear brothers and sisters, all of us as members of the Order of Malta should rejoice and seek to use the graces of this Jubilee year as an impetus to a greater generosity, that we commit ourselves wholeheartedly to being instruments of God's merciful love in the life of each and every person he places in our path today. Not just when we take the sick to Lourdes each year on the annual pilgrimage, but always, beginning especially in our own families, how can we be a blessing of God's merciful love here and now? I pray for all of you that this Jubilee brings us the graces that we all need, that the Holy Spirit may continue to conform our hearts, that we might be that blessing wherever God sends us. Thank you for being with you. Happy Easter to you, to celebrate all 50 days of Easter, all the way to Pentecost and the great outpouring of the Holy Spirit. The Lord is risen. Alleluia. Truly he is risen. Alleluia.
Father, thank you so very, very much for your beautiful words this morning.
Happy to be with you, and my prayers for all of you. Thank you for joining us on the phone.